David was a man after God's own heart, and he served the purpose of God in his own generation. Join Reverend I.T. Matura as he does a study of the life of David and teach practical biblical lessons. Get ready to be empowered and equipped by the Word of God.
Greetings, saints. You have done well to connect to the study of the life of David. We continue as we look and study the life of David, what a life that David lived to fulfill the purpose of God in his own generation. Now, last week we were looking at David at the cave of Adullam. This is after he had left where he was with Prophet Samuel, where he had taken refuge, and King Saul continued to pursue him. So he had to flee, talk to his friend Jonathan, tell him of what is happening. Finally, his friend releases him and he goes away, and he passes through the tabernacle, and he meets with the priest, and there the high priest gives him some bread, which was show bread, which was priest bread. He eats it, and he then takes on his journey. He was also given the sword of Goliath. Now he then comes and he camps at a cave which is called Adullam, and when he's gathered there, his family comes to him, his father, mother, brothers. They come and they minister encouragement to him and they comfort him. But while he was there also, there is a group of people that gathered around him, which I said I called the 3D men. And these were men that were in debt, that were discontented, that were discouraged. These were, in short, just losers in life. But these are the men that gathered around David. And the Bible says David became captain over these men. He became their leader. So it is at the cave of Adullam that we see him there. And later on, we saw in the lesson that Saul is angry with his servants and those from the tribe of Benjamin, saying to them, "You are not on my side. Why are you defending David?" And later the Edomite tells him that he had spotted him in the tabernacle where he was given bread by the high priest, and he was also given the sword of Goliath. In his fury and anger, King Saul then orders the high priest to come to meet with him, Ahimelech, and he asks him what happened. Ahimelech tries to explain, he's angry, commands that they be killed together with all the other priests. The servants of Saul refused, but this Edomite, who did not have any fear or reverence for God, executes such an evil command, exterminating all the priests except for one that escapes, the child, the son of Ahimelech. And he runs to David to seek refuge. And this is Abiathar. And he seeks refuge with David. So we are continuing now, and we are moving on to chapter 3, lesson 2, as we look at David's battle and flight in the wilderness. So David is in the wilderness. He had to leave the cave of Adullam after he was warned by the prophet not to stay there, and he goes into the wilderness to try and find refuge. But we'll look at an overview first of the chapter 23, three segments. Then we're going to look at five lessons that we draw out of this chapter. Now let's get into the word, get your notebook, get your Bible, and let's learn from the scriptures. Now we see from verse 1 to verse 12 there that David hears that the Philistines have attacked Keilah, and they are there raiding and taking things and raiding the food, livestock from those people that were in Keilah. Then David inquires of the Lord, saying, shall I go and smite these Philistines? And the Lord said unto David, go and smite the Philistines and save Keilah. So you see that David here, he had in previous times gone to war with the Philistines under the command of King Saul. But here now he hears of the Philistines attacking Keilah, and he wants to go and help these citizens of Keilah. But he first inquires from the Lord. So here is a man who understood the importance of inquiring, not just beginning a battle, not just beginning a project without inquiring from God if it is the right way to take. Hallelujah. So David inquires, God says go, but his men are not comfortable with that decision. they think it's risky, and they will put themselves in crossfire and to be killed and destroyed by the Philistines. So David inquires again from the Lord about this, to make sure a second time what the Lord was saying to him. So Abiathar, who had just come to seek refuge with David, after David, you remember in our previous lesson, he told him that the one who seeks you also seeks my life, so I will give you refuge. So he asked for the effort, and he inquires again from the Lord to hear what the Lord is saying about this journey, whether you should go to war, and whether you'll be able to prevail over the Philistines. And verse 6 says, it came to pass that when Abiathar the son of Ahimelech fled to David and to Keilah, that he came down with an ephod in his hand. So he was the priest, his father had just been killed, and now he is there and he is the minister of the Lord. Hallelujah. So you see here that David had the inclination and the understanding that I need a word from the Lord for me to go and be able to prevail over the Philistines. So God gave him a go ahead, and he went and he fights against these Philistines, and he prevails and he is victorious. Why was he victorious? Because God was able to then guide him and was with him. The presence of the Lord gave him victory and empowered him to overcome, and he won a great victory at Keilah. Now Saul hears that David is at Keilah, and then he's beginning to think if he should pursue David there. He's actually glad and thankful, and he says, now God has brought David into my hands, because he's now in a city that is walled, so I can encamp around him and I'll be able to capture him. So David had to ask again from the Lord to say, now what is going to happen? Verse 10 says, then said David, O Lord God of Israel, thy servant had certainly heard that Saul seeketh to come to Keilah and destroy the city for my sake. Verse 11, will the men of Keilah deliver me up into his hand? Will Saul come down as the servant had said, O Lord God of Israel, I beseech thee, tell thy servant. And the Lord said, he will come down. Then David said, will the men of Keilah deliver me from my men into the hand, and my men into the hand of Saul? And the Lord said, they will deliver thee up. What a shock. What a shock. Here is David. He has helped this city, the city of Keilah, that had been attacked by the Philistines. He fought on their behalf. He defeats the Philistines, and he wrought a great victory with the help of the Lord. After such a great victory, he then hears that Saul is coming after him. So he inquires again from the Lord to say, is Saul surely coming this way? And God confirms it. Then he asks, will these men of Keilah hand me over and my men to Saul? And God said, they will hand you off. If you talk of people that are ungrateful, David has just come from assisting them and helping them. But David knew better not to trust people, but to trust the Lord. So he asks and says, will these men keep me safe, or they'll hand me over to King Saul together with my men? And God told him, they will definitely hand you over. And that is how David escaped, and he was delivered from that trap, and he had to flee into the wilderness again. Now, part B, Jonathan meets David in the wilderness. So Jonathan, the son of Saul, hears that David is hiding in the wilderness, and he makes his way to look for David. This is a true friend, a friend that is not just there in good times, but that even in bad times is ready to look for his friend and talk to him and to strengthen him. So this is what Saul did. So in verse 14, we hear where David had sought refuge in the wilderness. It says, and David abode in the wilderness in strongholds, and remained in the mountain in a wilderness of Zebah. And Saul sought him every day, but the Lord delivered him not into his hand. So even though people were ready to hand over David, God was not ready to hand over David to his enemy. So God protected him. There was divine protection. So while he's there in the wilderness and Saul is looking for him, Jonathan hears about it. So he makes his way to go and see David in the wilderness. Verse 16 says, and Jonathan, Saul's son, arose and went to David into the wood and strengthened his hand in the Lord. So he has a friend who comes to strengthen, who comes to encourage, not to discourage, not to take away your strength and your power. There are friends that when you go through a difficult time, instead of strengthening you and helping you, they begin to judge you, they begin to question you and drain strength from you. But this was not so with Jonathan. He went there to strengthen the hand of his friend so that his hand may prevail. And this is a young man, Jonathan, who understood and perceived the callings and destinies of God, and he acted accordingly. Verse 17 said, and he said unto him, fear not, for the hand of Saul my father shall not find thee, and thou shalt be king over Israel. And I shall be next unto thee, and that also Saul my father know. So this young man, Jonathan, had discernment. He knew that the kingdom, even though he was the son born to Saul, who was the rightful heir, but God had made this choice, and this choice was David. And Jonathan knew that and did not fight. How many of us can submit when God chooses someone else to anoint, and we are supposed to fight them and not compete with them, but to help them and assist them on their assignment? So here is Jonathan, who understood that and was not jealousy of David. Verse 18 said, they too made a covenant before the Lord, and David abode in the woods, and Jonathan went to his house. So you see, Jonathan was a man of covenants. This is the third time that he's reinforcing a covenant with David, because he perceived who David was. This was a man that God had chosen, a man after God's own heart. And he perceives that if I connect myself to him, then I've secured my future and the future of my children. And he says to David, when you become king, I'll be seated right next to you. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Section C, we see that Saul pursues David in the wilderness. So while David is in the wilderness, these Ziphites, where he was, go and report to Saul to say, we know where the man you are looking for is. He's here with us. And so Saul then tells them to go and check again and make sure it is correct. And then Saul comes himself to pursue David in this place, or in the wilderness where he was. So David again had to move and to relocate and find somewhere else where he can be secure. The Bible says in verse 24, and they arose and went to Zipa before Saul, but David and his men were in the wilderness of Mahon, in the plain of the south of Jeshimon. You see, David then looks for another stronghold where he could put himself into hiding. Saul also and his men, that's verse 25, went to seek him, and they told David, wherefore he came down into a rock and abode in the wilderness of Mahon. And when Saul heard that, he pursued after David in the wilderness of Mahon. So Saul was relentless. He's coming from one wilderness to another, seeking the life of David, all out of jealousy. But while he's pursuing David, which is not his purpose as a king, he hears that the Philistines have attacked Judah. And then he had to leave the chasing and pursuing of David and go back to Jerusalem. Oh, you see here a man who had lost focus. And because of his lost focus, he's busy chasing David. Now, where you are supposed to be leading and defending the people, the city has been attacked by the Philistines because he has left his position and is pursuing things that are not in the purpose and in the will of God. We must be careful that we don't pursue things and pursue people that we leave our vision, we leave our ministries, and leave our families exposed to attacks because we prioritize the wrong things. And may we understand where we need to plant and be able to stand strong and understand what God is doing. Hallelujah. And not miss it by pursuing a wrong agenda, a futile cause, and miss the big picture, and in the end up exposing ourselves and exposing our families, our vision and ministries to the attack of the enemy. Hallelujah. So you see there that Saul had to leave, and David also then looked for another stronghold where you could go in the wilderness for him to be secure. Now I want to look at five lessons that we draw from this chapter, then we are going to conclude. Lesson number one, always inquire from God before any major decision. Whenever you are faced with a major decision, it is important that you inquire from God. And that was one of the secrets of David. He was a man of prayer who never took key decisions without consulting God. You see him here where he wants to go and fight with the Philistines. He first inquires from God, should I go? And God says, go, and I'll give you victory. If he had just gone on his own accord, he could have been defeated or even captured. But because he went following the voice of God, he was able to prevail. God made a way for him. It is important to hear the voice of the Spirit. The Bible says, they that are led of the Spirit are the sons of the living God. Number two, place your destiny in the hands of God and not in the hands of men. Now, David, after he had assisted the city of Keilah, he thought these men at least would be grateful. But when he inquires from the Lord, God tells him that these men will hand you over to Saul if you remain here. So these men were ungrateful. They'd already forgotten what David had done for them to defend them against the Philistine. So he then asks, and God says, no, don't hand yourself, or these men will hand you off. So it's important that our destiny, let's not entrust it in people. Even those we help, those we assist, those we are working with, our destiny must be in the hands of God. People change, but our God is unchanging. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Number three, true friends will stand with you in the wilderness. You need to develop relationships and have friends like the friend David had in the name of Jonathan. What an amazing friend. A friend that is willing to risk himself in order to serve a friend. A friend who is there to stand with you when it is hot and when it is cold. When you are happy, when you are sad, when you are under attack, he is ready to defend you. And that was Jonathan. He was ready to defend David. And he even covenants with David in the wilderness. Oh, what a blessing. He makes a covenant. This is a man on a run being chased by the king of Israel. But Jonathan perceived beyond the jealousy and hatred of his father and understood that this is a friend worth keeping. And Jonathan was there to strengthen him and to encourage him in the wilderness. What a blessing. So it is important that we choose friends well, because our friends can either make us or they can break us. Lesson number four, depend on God's leading in the wilderness. If you are to survive a wilderness season, you need to be led by the voice of God. You need to be led by the Spirit, because you are under attack. You are being pursued. For you to know what to do, where to stay, and how to maneuver, you need the Holy Spirit and you need God to guide you. So we need to depend on God in a wilderness season. Depend on God for leadership. Depend on God for provision. Depend on God for divine protection. Let God lead the way in the wilderness. You remember the children of Israel. God sent forth a pillar of fire by day and a cloud by night to guide them, to lead them. Wherever the pillar arose, they also arose. When it stopped, they also stopped. They were led through the wilderness by the divine hand of God. And may that be your portion too, in Jesus' mighty name. Lastly, Jesus Christ is the true refuge. Jesus is the refuge that we should seek in the time of trouble. In the day of trouble, in an evil day, let Jesus be our refuge, because Jesus is our rock. He is solid. He is the one we put our faith in and our trust in, unmovable and unshakable. You hear where we read that David went into a stronghold and he went and stayed in a rock. Why did he go and hide in that rock? That was a type of Jesus Christ. We need to be established. We need to take refuge in Christ, the Ancient of Days, the Rock of Ages, the unchanging God, the one that is from everlasting unto everlasting. Our trust and refuge has to be in Jesus Christ. So in Christ, we are surely safe and we are surely secure, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Our lesson ends here today. I hope you learned and you are being empowered and equipped by the word of God. We continue next week as we see the journey of David through the wilderness. And this is going to help you and strengthen you and encourage you to continue pressing on even during a wilderness season. Amen.
Thank you for listening and following the lesson on the study of the life of David. For more Bible lessons, follow Reverend I.T. Matura on his podcast at innocentmatura.podbean.com.